Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Don't be an unloving pastor. In my personal devotion time, I've been reading and thinking my way through the book of Amos. This minor prophet especially resonates with me because we have a similar background. Amos was a farmer and a businessman when God called him to be a preacher. Amos chapter 1, verse 1, and chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. My story is quite similar, as I was a businessman when God called me to follow him along a path that eventually culminated in me becoming a pastor. Amos's calling was a heavy one. He had to speak to God's people who had strayed away from God and were on the brink of God's righteous judgment. It wasn't a time for Amos to play games, water down the message, or shrink back from making God's message perfectly clear. To be certain, it wasn't a popular message. In fact, one of the priests of Bethel brought a message from King Jeroboam that basically said, "Stop preaching this way or I will have you killed." Amos chapter 7, verses 10 through 13. But the most unloving thing any pastor or preacher could ever do is hold back from telling people the truthful consequences of repeated, unrepented sin. The Holy Spirit confronted me with the words recorded in Amos chapter 3. After I had pondered these words for myself, I felt I needed to share them with my fellow pastors. I pray that you will prayerfully consider these words.
I've got a word from my pastor friends, and I'll tell you right up front, it's a heavy word. It's a challenging word. It comes to us from the book of Amos, chapter 3. Now, in Hebrew literature, the main point is put in the middle, not at the end like we think of in Western literature, where we'll tell a whole story and then come to the payoff at the end, but right in the middle, and everything radiates out from that. So Amos chapter 3 is 15 verses long. So I know technically verse 8 would be the middle verse, but I want you to hear verse 7 as well to set it up. Verse 7 of Amos chapter 3 says this, "Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets." And then so here's what he says, "The lion has roared, who will not fear? The sovereign Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy?" Or how can the prophets not prophesy when they've heard the lion roar? Now, before that middle section, God asks a series of questions that are rhetorical questions. In other words, the answers are obvious. He starts off with this one. He says, "Do two walk together unless they've agreed to do so?" They have to agree. If we're going to walk together, we have to agree on that. He says, "Does a lion roar if it hasn't caught any food?" No. "Does a bird go down and land in a trap if there's nothing there to bait it?" No. So he asks these logical questions that have the answers to them. But then he says this, "When a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble?" Of course they do. If there's a trumpet sound of alarm, the people are rightfully nervous and trembling about that. But then listen to the next one. "When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it?" See, the disaster came, the sin came, because as God says in verse number 2, "You are my people, but you are walking in unrepentive sin. And so therefore," God says, "my judgment has to fall." So when disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? But ahead of time, he revealed it to his servants, the prophets, and we have to prophesy. And then the whole second half after this middle section is just a reiteration. Declare this, announce this, tell the people this, make sure everybody knows this. Now listen, I realize it's not a popular message. People in the congregations are not going to say, "Hey, pastor, talk more about the consequences of sin. Talk more about the judgment that comes if we don't repent." Of course not. They're going to say, "Tell us about all of the blessings." But it's one of the most unloving things that we can do to hold back from telling people the truthful consequences for repeated, unrepented sin. We have to speak the full truth, the full counsel of God's word, in love. Let it break your heart, and then speak the words with tears in your eyes to your people. I think about the story that Jesus told of the servants, that the master gave them talents. Two of them invested those talents, and there was a return on that investment. And one of them buried his talent in the ground out of fear. Friends, I think that we are going to be judged just as much by our silence for not speaking, maybe out of fear, what God has laid on our hearts, as we will be for speaking words that are only half-truths or incorrect words. That one servant who buried his talent in the ground was called wicked and lazy. Let's not let that be said of us. Let's hear what God has to say. Let me read this again. Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. So friends, get into God's word. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to your heart, to say to your people, and then speak that full word in truth, in love, so people know the blessings of obedience, the consequences of disobedience. God will be glorified in that.
My friend, I'm praying for you that God will give you loving boldness to speak his truth to whomever he sends you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint his words as you deliver them so that Jesus will be exalted.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.